Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine for the forecast area. Temperatures warming to the lower to mid 80s. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Clear for tonight, 55 for your low. We're at a high of 85 on Thursday. Plenty of sunshine. Warmer Friday, 92 degrees with sunshine. We're at 98 degrees on Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities in Wichita are still searching for the man responsible for a shooting on Monday night that left one person dead and five others injured in the Old Town area. Wichita police say the shooting happened just after 12:30 Tuesday morning at the Enigma Club and Lounge. Responding officers found one man fatally shot, five women injured. Police have identified the man killed as 34-year-old Preston Spencer of Wichita. Police Captain Jason Stevens has identified the suspect shooter as Keyshawn Morris Dawson. Dawson had been kicked out of the club following a fight and returned with a gun, opening fire from the sidewalk through the club's front doors and windows. The Mays Public School Board of Education voted last night to enact a mask mandate for those in kindergarten through sixth grade, as well as students and staff. As of Friday, the district had a total of 104 confirmed COVID cases. The mask mandate for Mays Public Schools in effect through October 11th. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Offers expire at month's end.
Police in Arkansas City say four people were injured when a driver attempted to flee from a traffic stop. Police say an officer tried to stop a truck driven by 27-year-old Cassiopeia Price of Arkansas City yesterday morning because she was believed to be driving with a suspended license. Police say Price drove away and collided with a van. The 46-year-old driver of the van and a 3-year-old passenger were hospitalized in stable condition. A 37-year-old passenger in the van was in critical condition. Police say Price was taken to an Arkansas City hospital where she was listed in fair to critical condition. A house in the rural Saline County community of Brookville was a total loss after a weekend fire. Just after 4:30 Saturday afternoon, deputies and firefighters were sent to the home in Brookville for the report of a structure fire. Fire officials say the occupant of the house left a pot on the stove and also must have left the stove on. The Hutch Post reports the house was a total loss. Two cats died in the fire. Two dogs and a cat remain missing. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities say a 21-year-old North Platte man drowned while he was duck hunting over the weekend. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says the body of 21-year-old Brandon Freeman was recovered Monday from the Fremont Slough Wildlife Area. The Sheriff's Office says the office received a call Sunday evening from someone reporting that a man who was duck hunting swam out to get a downed bird. The man went under and did not resurface. The lake commonly called Maui Lake is just east of North Platte on I-80. U.S. Department of Agriculture says workers on farms and at meat packing plants who were severely affected by the coronavirus pandemic will be eligible to get grants of up to $600 per person as part of a new $700 million aid program. The grants announced yesterday are intended to defray some of the costs workers bore, as many of them bought their own protective equipment or took unpaid leave as the virus tore through their industries. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
This is an audio demo of the new Sonic app. Just look at that menu. Here are some of the Sonic classics, clearly. I'll customize my tots by adding those. Gotta get the ocean water. What is that color? An ocean blue? See that? Drinks and slushes are always half price in the app. And this is how you do the contactless payment. Will you look at that? I guess you can't, but you can when you order in the Sonic app.
Limited time offer. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Connections and Blue River Rail Trail representatives met with Marshall County commissioners last week. Due to recent years of flooding, there is a portion of the trail where the Big Blue River is encroaching and washing out the bank. Engineering plans were presented to show the area and proposed improvements that need to be made. Commissioners unanimously approved $12,000 from the Special Parks and Recreation Fund to help offset costs of engineering fees for the project. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes and Dr. Nancy Zedek met with the board to discuss the retirement of Dr. John Ryan as county-appointed medical director and health officer. Zedek indicated she would be willing to perform both roles for Marshall County. Rhodes previously had asked CMH if any doctors on staff would be interested. She was told that none were. Last week, Dr. Rice indicated interest. Fritz Blaske and Keith Bramhall voted to appoint Dr. Nancy Zedek as medical director and health officer for Marshall County beginning September 1st. Barb Kiekhafer voted no, indicating nothing personal against Zedek, but feels it should be someone from in Marshall County. Former County Commissioner Mick Keating questioned the board on the need for a 37-bed jail. He's concerned with building a jail that's too big. It was explained, although it may seem to house too many beds, there are increasing circumstances where inmates must be separated, and the current facility or a smaller facility will not allow for that, which would lead to more cost in housing inmates outside. Keating also feels a new jail should go to a vote of the people. He feels this is why we ended up with a jail and courthouse building that we have, because the board at the time was trying to build with funds they had and cut corners instead of putting the vote to the people and building what we needed. The board discussed two options for the 2022 Marshall County budget. Option one showed a mill levy of 47.865, which is 1.229, lower than the 21 budget, and would be a decrease in tax collections in the amount of $63,000. Option two, a mill levy of 47.092, which is just over 2 mills lower than the 21 budget. That would be a decrease in tax collections of $219,000. That second option was accepted with a budget hearing Monday, September 13th at 8:30 a.m. in the commissioner's room. Washington County Commissioner's meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Sheriff advised that Seth Olmers resigned as relief deputy effective August 30th. He's hired Alan Russo and Amber Miller as full-time dispatchers. Commissioners discussed replacing the local health officer in Nemahal County. Gary Scobie moved to approve appointing Nicole Keim to serve as Nemahal County local health officer at a contract rate of $7,000 per month, with the understanding she will contract with additional staff as needed. Jason Cook seconded the motion. Motion carried with Dylan Keim abstaining. Keim moved to approve appointing Irvin Cohen to consult with a local health officer at a contract rate of $1,000 per month. That passed unanimously. At the September 7 meeting, business will be limited to budget work for Nemahal County commissioners. Gage County Board of Supervisors Friday held a budget hearing, unanimously adopting a $50.17 million budget, which includes continued payments toward the Beatrice 6 judgment. The increase is 2.05% year over year. Supervisors estimate another 3 to 4 years to finalize the civil judgment payments. Roughly $3.3 million of the budget is earmarked toward that effort, and the state has passed a measure allowing $4 million in assistance. Budget requests from non-county agencies, townships, and fire districts showed no increase, with modest increases in county office budgets. A fatality accident was reported in Nemahal County Monday morning, claiming the life of a Seneca teenager. 16-year-old Lawson Schmelsley went left of center and struck the rear axle of a semi driven by Craig Nolte, age 32, of Seneca. Lawson Schmelsley went off the road. His vehicle overturned. He was pronounced dead at the scene shortly before 10:30 Monday morning on Q Road just south of 112th in Nemahaw County. Donald E. Wink, age 87, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Don Wink. Larry D. Leck, age 74, of Holton, formerly of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington Cemetery. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Mercer Funeral Home in Holton, assisting the Ward Funeral Home with arrangements for Larry Leck. Leonila R. Mine, age 75, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Leonila Mine. Leroy C. Flower, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m., with an interment to follow. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Leroy Flower. Dorothy M. Cook, age 90, of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Oquito Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Cook. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, redskin potatoes, peas, and cherries. Tomorrow, ham, scallop potatoes, Capri blend, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We will see an overall quiet weather pattern moving in towards the middle to end of our work week. As we get closer to Friday and the upcoming weekend, we do see a return of summer-like temperatures. Our temperatures will warm up into the weekend as the 80s make a return for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. With the warm weather, we are expecting pleasant conditions, even if it's a bit hot. Sunshine for the forecast area. Temperatures warming to the lower to mid 80s. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Clear for tonight, 55 for your low. We're at a high of 85 on Thursday. Plenty of sunshine. Warmer Friday, 92 degrees with sunshine. We're at 98 degrees on Saturday. Temperatures will cool down back into the upper 80s for Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Average high temperature early September, 84. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 60, and the record low, 40. Sunset this evening, 7:48. Sunrise in the morning at 7:03. Sunny at a cool 52 degrees this morning in Marysville. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 8th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burnt ends? Burnt ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
The hits just keep a-coming for the stumbling Yankees and an unforgettable night for a future Hall of Famer. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Almost a week after he struck out 15 Angels hitters, it was a less than memorable go-around this time for Yankees ace Gerrit Cole.
The 3-2 pitch. 99-mile-an-hour fastball hit in the air out to deep right field. Stanton at the wall. Stops. Goodbye!
The call on Sportsnet. Alejandro Kirk homered twice. Cole was pulled from the game in the fourth inning with a tight left hamstring. The streaking Blue Jays coasted past the stumbling Yanks 5-1. He's 41. That's like 1,000 in baseball years, but Nelson Cruz doesn't appear to show signs of slowing down anytime soon.
Now the payoff pitch. Swing and a line drive into deep right center field to the monster, or to the triangle, heading back towards the triangle, and gone!
On WDAE, with a pair of homers, Cruz became the oldest player in baseball history to hit 30 home runs in a season. The Rays outslugged the Red Sox 12-7. Despite donning Dodger blue, future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols gave adoring Cardinals fans something to cheer about in his return to St. Louis.
And this ball is lifted in the air to left and deep. It is back. It is gone. A home run. Pujols returns to St. Louis and hits a home run.
On KLAC, in just his second opposing appearance at Busch Stadium, Pujols drilled a first-inning home run to open the scoring for the Dodgers. Justin Turner added two long balls of his own. The Dodgers dispatched the Cards 7-2 for their sixth win in their last eight games. A night after they were blown out, it did not take much for the Brewers' bats to make the previous night's effort nothing but a memory.
2-2. Colton Wong lines one to right center of base hit. Two more runs are going to score. And a big base hit by Colton Wong.
On WTMJ, Colton Wong and Christian Yelich each drove in a pair of runs. Milwaukee routed the Phillies 10-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Only 1 week into the fall sports season, the Twin Valley League is already showing the prowess. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight on CandyYRadio.com. The defending state champion Hanover Wildcat football team earned their first win of the season in convincing fashion. We'll talk to Coach Matt Hoyer. The Donovan West cross country girls picked up where they left off last year, taking the gold at the Marysville Country Club, and will name the TVL Spotlight Athlete of the Week. All that coming up this week on CandyYRadio.com.
The Pony Express Gravel Dash returns to Marysville this weekend, with 300 riders expected from throughout the Midwest. Join a send-off celebration downtown Saturday morning in conjunction with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs as well. Riders return midday, passing the Pony Express Plaza downtown throughout the afternoon, with free live music, beer garden, and more in Marysville this Saturday. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: United Bank and Trust, Landall Company, and Nordis Motor Company.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Tyson Foods is sweetening benefits for employees in its effort to encourage vaccinations, offering up to 20 hours of paid sick leave for workers who get shots. The company and United Food and Commercial Workers announcing an agreement on Friday with that benefit, which will go into effect January 1st. The company also says new hires will receive a week of vacation after 6 months of employment. The agreement also has the support of the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. The UFCW represents about 26,000 Tyson workers, and together with the RWDSU, those the two unions represent more than 80% of the 31,000 Tyson food workers in the U.S. who are unionized. Of Tyson's 120,000 U.S. employees, more than 90,000 have already been vaccinated, including more than 30,000 since the company announced early in August that all workers had to be vaccinated by November 1st. Corn farmers who split apply nitrogen will soon have another option for crop insurance. Starting in the 2022 crop year, the USDA Risk Management Agency will offer the post-application coverage endorsement, or PACE, in certain states for non-irrigated corn, providing coverage for producers who use the practice that's considered better for natural resources and saves money for producers. To split apply nitrogen, growers make multiple fertilizer applications during the growing season rather than providing all the crop's nitrogen requirements with a single treatment before or during planting. Split application of nitrogen can lead to lower input costs as well as help prevent runoff or leaching of nutrients into waterways and groundwater. This is because it's used in more targeted amounts over multiple applications rather than simply one large application. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, looking at some of your corn harvest reports for the fall, brought to you by Abilene Machine here on the Mid-America Ag Network. For new, used, and remanufactured agriculture parts, you can find them online at AbilenePachine.com. Well, the state of Kansas just slowly starting to get into the mode of the harvest for the fall time, as Kansas corn right now sitting, according to Agriculture.com, showing at a 0% harvested. We are seeing some reports of corn harvest coming out of southeast Kansas and being relatively well there, according to the Kansas Corn Growers Association. But outside of that, according to Agriculture.com, showing at a 0%, just below the average of what we've seen in past years at roughly about 2% what we had harvested at this point last year overall for the five-year average. At about 1% by this time. So really on track, a little slow moving right now. New Mexico just about wrapped up with theirs, according to Agriculture.com, sitting at about 99% harvested from the state of New Mexico, with that doing relatively well. Texas right now just below average. They're about halfway through their corn harvest at about 50% harvested compared to last year's 54% and about a 53% five-year average. So some of that moisture and rain and storms maybe have hindered some of that over the last week or so. But we're still moving along. Arkansas as well, they're right around 19% harvested compared to last year's 13%, so still moving along with the fall harvest as well. So we'll keep you apprised on that one. Again, harvest reports on the Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by AbilenePachine.com. And speaking of harvest time, sunflower harvesting season is right around the corner for the state of Kansas, as according to the Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office, they warn farmers that many sunflowers are right about time to start harvesting them, as they recommend and covering sunflower heads with a paper sack or cheesecloth once the petals start to turn brown to help keep the birds and prevent loss from the ripened seeds. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
What's the origin of the best man at a wedding? The surprising answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 8th, the 251st day of the year. Actor Peter Sellers and singer Patsy Cline were born on this day. In recent years, September and October have mounted a serious challenge to June as the most popular time for weddings. If you have one to attend, here's some wedding lore to regale other guests with. It has to do with the origin of the best man. German folklore holds that when eligible women were in short supply, men would often raid neighboring communities to steal a bride. To help him carry out the kidnapping, the groom would select the best man for the job. He remained on watch during the wedding ceremony and even guarded the newlywed's home in case the bride's family tried to steal her back. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun legends and folklore at almanac.com.
Sunshine now 54 degrees. Highs forecast in the middle 80s on the high side today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, a win for the Wind Surge last night, a loss for the Royals. We'll start with the Wind Surge to open up the final homestand with a 3-1 Game 1 victory over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals yesterday. The duo of Cole Sands and Cody Funderburk combined to give one unearned run and five hits on the night to limit the Naturals' offense. The series with the Arkansas Naturals continues this evening at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. First pitch is set for 7:05. Now to the boys in blue. Cedric Mullins homered for the third consecutive game, and the Baltimore Orioles beat the Kansas City Royals 7-3. DJ Stewart and Austin Hayes also connected for Baltimore. Carlos Santana hit his 19th home run for the Royals, who are now 9-4 in their last 13 road games after going 19-37 in their first 46. The series continues tonight, first pitch at 6:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
KNDY.
She was just always kind of there. She had a few nice features, more or less. No red rims in her hair. Since that Jesse's been coming to the diner, folks saying they died. Rosie hardly ever missed a bit of work. Never took vacation days. Home at the diner, it was all the same to her. She didn't know any other way. But each afternoon now she starts to come alive. Jesse's there each day to pick her up at 5. You ought to hear them say she's taking a shine. Wishing they hadn't been so blind. She's taking a shine to life. Now there's a sparkle in her eye. They all missed a gem. wishing they hadn't been so blind. She's taking a shine to light. Now there's a sparkle in her eye. They all missed a gem. Diamond within. She's taking a shine. She's taking a
you're here, face to face.